The story of how the U.S. government came to own 10% of a major tech company starts, as these things often do, with the Post. President Trump took to Truth Social a few weeks ago to say, quote, "The CEO of Intel is highly conflicted and must resign immediately. There is no other solution to this problem." Well, that CEO, Lip Bu Tan, paid a visit to the White House.
And he came in, he saw me, we talked for a while. I liked him a lot. I thought he was very good.
And it turned out there was another solution to the problem.
I said, you know what? I think the United States should be given 10% of Intel. And he said, I would consider that.
On Friday, they confirmed they had a deal. Billions of dollars in grants funded by the CHIPS and Science Act and the Defense Department in exchange for 433.3 million shares of Intel. It's unusual for the government to get involved in private enterprise like this, especially for a Republican president. And a few Republicans have been speaking out, like Senator Tom Tillis, the retiring senator from North Carolina, on CBS last week after the Intel deal was first floated.
You're going to have to explain to me how this reconciles with true conservatism and true free market capitalism, because I don't see it.